So I wanted to talk about the spiritual awakening journey. And in some respects, it's a journeyless journey because it's one of those universal paradoxes where it's a journey, but it's a journey to remembering rather than a physical journey. And it's a journey from wholeness to wholeness. And because you're already there, the transition is instant. There is no transition, because it's not a journey. And what you are looking for has never been lost. And who you are has always remained the same. So it is one of those universal paradoxes. And it seems as if there is a journey to take. And while it seems that way, then there is a journey. It's a journey within. And at some point, you realize that what you seek has been there all along. It's a bit like if you have ever been wearing a pair of glasses on your head and you've been searching the entire house for your glasses and you've forgotten that they're on your head. And eventually, you realize that they're on your head, that they were there all along, that the searching was in vain. So it's a bit like that, where you could say it's like swimming in water and searching everywhere for water, not realizing that the substance that you're swimming in is the water. So this is the game that we're playing. This is what we are searching for. It's already within us. In fact, the awareness of the searching is what we're looking for. So, on this journeyless journey, there does seem to be some commonalities where we may go through certain steps, or there might be certain phases that we take on this awakening path. And I already talked about some of the signs that you might experience as you are coming into this spiritual awakening. But once the journey starts, once you are on that path, then there are some signs or some stages that you may go through. So the first one is searching. And again, I talked about this in this video about spiritual awakening signs, so I'll put a link to that at the end. So searching is the call to remember. So it's realizing there's more to this than just being a physical body in a physical world, running around chasing your tail. And you begin to search for a meaning or something bigger than you, or something that is intangible, something that you know is there, but you don't quite know what it is. You can't really seem to put your finger on it. And you start reading books, you start going to classes, you start seeking out teachers who can help you. And it may be that you go from one book to another, or one class to another. There's little breadcrumbs along the way, but it's not the final thing. It's not the thing you're searching for. So that brings us to stage two, which can be disillusionment, where you get fed up with the searching and you stop. Or you have some disillusionment, asking yourself, well, am I really on the right path? And really questioning, what's this all about? Am I ever going to find the answer? And usually, if there is some disillusionment and you give up, it's usually for a period, but then the call brings you back to that searching or that seeking. And when that happens, then there could be something that leads to an awakening or realization. That's stage three, where there is a realization of your true nature. And often that can be through the searching, the practice of spiritual practices, although it doesn't have to be. There can be awakening through various different means, but often some people awaken spontaneously, where they haven't been seeking at all, and there's others who've been seeking for years and years and years, and then they come to realization. So stage three is awakening or realization. And then beyond that, stage four is a purification process, where, well, there'd be a honeymoon stage, and then a purification process. So the honeymoon stage, you could say, is where you're in the state of bliss, a state of realizing your true nature and a state of peace and calm. And that may last for a few days or a few weeks, even a few months. And after that, apologies, my dog is barking to get in. Come on, Amy, come. After that is the purification stage. So you'll notice that the initial bliss or peace or calmness that you experienced, it begins to fade a little bit, even though it can't go anywhere. But it seems that the things that maybe had plagued you in the past it might be thoughts, it might be behaviors, they seem to come to the forefront. And it's really to allow those to release and to realize that's not who you are. And it could be some residual behaviors that you're holding on to. It could be some residual thoughts. It could be some residual even beliefs that you're holding on to. So that purification process allows you to let go of those. And then that leads to the sixth phase, which is like a second awakening, which we could call a deepening or a refinement of the first realization of your true nature. And you could say that the phases or the stages are infinite because there's always going to be more refinement, or it seems as if there is more refinement or more of a deepening, where really you're just settling more and more into your true nature, into who you are, and releasing anything that had stood in the way or seemingly stood in the way of that realization. So since you're here, you're probably in stage one or stage two. But the thing to remember is that, as I said, there are no stages really because you already are the awareness that you seek. Awakening is just remembering who you truly are and recognizing your true nature. And that's already there. Your true nature is already there. But what I found is that reading books about awakening, watching videos, listening to spiritual teachers, listening to people who have gone through this explain about non-duality or awakening, I found that definitely did help. And self-inquiry can also help. I'll give you a few questions in a moment that you can use. But ultimately, the final realization is an internal process. There is no book or person or class or teaching that can bring you to that final realization. And when that happens, ultimately, there is no timeline, because it's already there. It's just a realization of it already being there. So it's not caused by some external knowledge. In truth, there is no external or internal because everything is one. But while you are living in the dualistic realm, it seems as if there is. It can seem otherwise. So that's why there is this apparent searching, this apparent journey which we seem to go on. But as I said, if the searching, if the reading, if all the things you're doing are helping, great. But at some point, you will have to go within and look within. So the questions you could ask yourself are, who is the one who is looking out through your eyes? Who's looking out through your eyes? Who is effortlessly aware of everything at all times? Who is the unchanging, neutral, whole, and complete awareness, who is aware? And asking questions like this can allow you to discover your true nature. And it's the one who is aware, it's not your personality, that's for sure. It's not the ego. The personality is forever changing. It has its ups and downs, it's reactive, it's uncertain, it is definitely loud, but that's not what you're searching for. This is what we've mistaken ourselves to be, but that's not who we are. Beneath all of that is the quiet, unchanging awareness that's untouched by thoughts, untouched by emotions, untouched by the sensations and feelings that come and go. It's aware of all this, but it's unchanged by any of it. And because it's so subtle, because it's always there and it's unchanging and it's calm and quiet, we can overlook it. So if you think about it, there is phenomena that occur in the sky. We can see clouds in the sky, or there could be storms, or rain, or lightning, or snow, or any number of things that occur. And you know that the sky is unchanged by any of it. You know that the sky remains as it is before and after the clouds, before and after the storm. And the sky doesn't judge the storms or the clouds or any of it. It doesn't try to get rid of them. It doesn't wonder if tomorrow there will be, it'll be stormy or if it'll be clear. It's aware of all of these phenomena that occur, but it is unchanged by the things that occur within the sky. If you can grasp that, then you will grasp that what awareness is. Awareness is unchanged by any of the thoughts, any of the emotions that occur within awareness. So be the unchanging awareness that you are, and the journey ends. The journey ends when you recognize that you already are that awareness, and then effortless existence ensues.